Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's life treating you? How's that virus kicking in around your city and in your state? I hope it's on the down low, because we're trying to get rid of it. We're trying to put it all out of our misery. So, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's a little cloudy outside. It started with about 75 degrees, but as it's gotten later in the day, the weather has gone down. It's getting cooler, and it's starting to have windy wind blowing around the city. And they're saying Wednesday is going to have wind storms up to 30 miles an hour will be blowing in Las Vegas. So until then, we're trying to maintain a happy distance for all of the people that are participating in activities in Las Vegas. And we want people to be wearing their masks and staying social distance so they cannot spread the virus. Because we're trying to knock it out in Las Vegas, so we're having a good time. We've shut down the hospitals. Most of the hospitals have shut down most of the patients in the hospital that have in the hospitals because of the virus. So that's a good sign. And we're getting to 60% occupancy in the casinos and in the restaurants around the city, and all of the conventions are running at 60 or 70% occupancy. So that's what we got going on in Las Vegas. So it's a good place to visit, and it's still the entertainment capital of the world. So that's it in Las Vegas, and that's what the weather's like right here, right now. We're getting ready to go into the mid-spring, and we should be getting ready for the summer heat that arrives in Vegas during the summertime. All right, let's talk NBA basketball. Yep, we're going to talk about the NBA. They should be about 50 games into the season, and the season will be getting into the playoffs when they get into about 75 games or so, the next 25 games will determine who's going to be playing in the playoffs. So right now, let's look at the standings for the NBA. Let's start with the Western Conference, with Utah leading the Northwest Conference, Northwest Division. So what's up with the conference, DJ Papa D, and how are you doing today? Okay. Well, we know Utah's on top in the Northwest Division, and I think Portland is behind them, and the Denver Nuggets is behind them, and everybody else in that division, we're not even worried about them because I don't think they'll make the playoffs anyway. So,
well, that was pretty close. That was pretty close there, G-Money. Utah is on top with 40 wins, followed by Denver Nuggets, who have 34 wins, then the Portland Trailblazers with 31 wins, and Oklahoma City has 20 wins, and Minnesota Timberwolves have 14 wins.
Oh, okay. Well, Oklahoma looks like they can still make it to the playoffs if they can get a few more wins. But the last team, what did you say the last team was? Who's that?
The Minnesota Timberwolves have 14 wins.
Yeah, they're not going to make the playoffs. They got to win a few more games to qualify for the playoffs. So I don't think they'll make it. But that's okay. That Utah's running away with it. They got 41 wins. My God, Utah is just blowing the house out. They're the best team in the NBA right now. As far as wins, they're the number one team in the NBA. All right. Well, let's go to the Pacific Division with the Lakers and the Clippers. And the Phoenix Suns are battling it out for first, second, and third position. So what do they look like in that division, DJ?
In the Pacific Division, the Phoenix Suns are on top with 38 wins, followed by the LA Clippers with 37 wins. The Lakers follow them with 33 wins. Golden State has 26 wins, and the Sacramento Kings have 22 wins.
Wow, Sacramento Kings is usually a pretty good team, but they're falling behind. I don't know what's going on. And the Golden State Warriors are defending champions after a couple of years in the NBA, but they're falling behind too. So I don't really know what's going on with the bottom two teams in that division, but the top three are working it out. Phoenix Suns is winning the division. I'm surprised about that. And then you got the Los Angeles Clippers. That's ahead of the Los Angeles Lakers. Oh, man. What's really going on in that division? I don't know. But they got to start playing some ball. Well, LeBron is still out, and A. Green is still out. So two of their three-point shooters and their defensive players for the Lakers are out. So maybe when they come back, the Lakers will start winning some more games. Okay, so let's go to the Southwest Division. What's going on with the San Antonio Spurs and the Dallas Mavericks? Boy, it looks like Texas is taking over the division.
Well, in the Southwest Division, the Dallas Mavericks are on top with 29 wins, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies, who have 27 wins. Then it's the San Antonio Spurs with 26 wins. New Orleans has 25 wins, and Houston has 14 wins.
What? Did I hear you say San Antonio Spurs not only dropped out of first place, but they're in third place in the division now?
Yep.
Wow. What's going on with San Antonio? They're supposed to be the pride of the Southwest Division. And they're losing games and dropping by the bottom side. Well, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Is it Oklahoma, and the Dallas Mavericks are 1 and 2 in the division? Is that what you said? It was Oklahoma and the Dallas Mavericks, and then the San Antonio Spurs?
The Dallas Mavericks are in first place with 29 wins, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies with 27 wins. It's the San Antonio Spurs with 26 wins.
Wow. Oklahoma's in what division? Are they – they're in – I think they're in the division with Utah, right?
Right. Oklahoma City Thunder is in the Northwest Division.
Oh, okay. They're up there with Utah. All right. Well – that's interesting. Okay, well, it looks like the San Antonio Spurs got some games they got to win because they got to move on up. I want San Antonio to win the division. I don't know about the Dallas Mavericks, and I'm definitely not rooting for the Memphis, whoever they are, Memphis Timberwolves. I don't know about them. But anyway, let's go to the East and talk about what's going on in the Eastern Conference. Let's see. Let's start at the bottom in the Southeast Division. That was being run by the Atlanta Hawks. And I think the second team is the Hornets, the Charlotte Hornets, and then what is that team? The Heat, the Miami Heat. So is that right? Do I get those three right, DJ Papa D?
In the Southeast Division, the Atlanta Hawks are on top with 29 wins, followed by the Miami Heat with 28 wins. Then it's the Charlotte Hornets with 27 wins, Washington Wizards with 20 wins, and Orlando Magic with 17 wins.
Oh, okay. Orlando Magic and the Washington Wizards won't make the playoffs. But everybody else in that division looks like they're jockeying for position. So that's good. All right. Atlanta's still playing ball in the Southeast Division. That's a good look because Atlanta was on the bottom for a while, and now they're winning games. So, okay, let's go to the Atlantic Division. What's going on with the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers?
The Philadelphia 76ers are on top with 37 wins, followed by the Brooklyn Nets with 36 wins. Then it's the Boston Celtics with 28 wins, as well as the New York Knicks. They both have 28 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Toronto Raptors with 21 wins.
Well, again, I don't think the Toronto Raptors are going to make it to the playoffs. But they had their time. They won the NBA championship about 3 years ago. So I guess they stood up for themselves. Now they went back to being regular old basketball team in the United States basketball. All right. So let's go to the top, to the Central Division, with the Milwaukee Bucks leading the way by a long shot.
And the Central Division, the Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 33 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 25 wins. The Chicago Bulls have 22 wins. Cleveland Cavaliers have 19 wins, and the Detroit Pistons have 16 wins.
Okay. Boy, Detroit is not doing well. That city is suffering, both in basketball and in basketball and in hockey. They're at the bottom of the heap. Okay, well, that's our standing for the NBA for 2021 season. So far, that's what it looks like. All right, let's go to the NHL. Let's talk about the hockey, and let's see what's going on in the hockey. Let's talk about the Northern Division. I think that's all the Canadians playing in the North. And let's see how they're standing up right now.
In the North, the Toronto Maple Leafs are still on top with 28 wins, followed by the Winnipeg Jets and the Edmonton Oilers, who both have 25 wins. Following them, the Montreal Canadiens, who have 18 wins. The Calgary Flames have 17 wins. The Vancouver Canucks have 16 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Ottawa Senators with 14 wins.
Well, I don't think the Senators will make the playoffs, but everybody in that division is competitive, so they're looking good. Okay, let's go to the Eastern Conference. What's going on in the East?
In the Eastern Division, there's a three-way tie for first between the Washington Capitals, the New York Islanders, and the Pittsburgh Penguins, all have 27 wins. Following them, it's the Boston Bruins with 21 wins, the New York Rangers and the Philadelphia Flyers both have 19 wins, the New Jersey Devils have 14 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Buffalo Sabres with 10 wins.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like Buffalo may not make the playoffs this year, even though their football team did good. But it looks like their hockey team ain't going to make it. Okay, what about the Western Division?
In the West, the Colorado Avalanche are on top with 29 wins, followed by the Vegas Golden Knights with 28 wins. The Minnesota Wild still in third place with 24 wins. The St. Louis Blues and the Arizona Coyotes still tied with 19 wins. And bringing up the rear, the three California teams, the Sharks, the San Jose Sharks at 18 wins, L.A. Kings 16 wins, and the Anaheim Ducks with 13 wins.
Okay. Well, that looks pretty good for the National Hockey League, the NHL. So pick your team and follow them and see what they're going to do when they get to 50 games. they will start the playoffs, and we'll see if our Las Vegas Golden Knights are going to be in the running for the championship, for the hockey cup. I forget what they call the cup in hockey, but it's the championship.
The Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup. Thank you, DJ. Appreciate the help. It's the Stanley Cup. Yep. All right. So that's it for the NHL. And do we have any more sports we want to talk about? Nope. That's it for right now. We'll talk about baseball a little later. And we can talk about WNBA later, too, because they're in the middle of their season. But I got a joke for you before we switch off, switch reels. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You wonder why? It's because he'd look really stupid wearing a sweater. You know, I had a friend. She had 3 strands of hair. She put grease on them and combed her hair to the side. And she said she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. I had a buddy that knew a girl that had one eye and one leg. And I said, what did you call her? He said he called her IHOP. And, you know, there were 2 flies that landed on a piece of shit. And 1 fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud and disgusting. And the other fly said, come on, man. Give me a break. I'm eating here. All right. DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church, and I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass. And we got finished with the mass. And I walked out. And then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the 5th grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
Hello, Bubba. Yes, it's your friendly phone fanatic again. Oh, yeah, I'm loaded with verbal rapability, Bubba. You know you inspire me to poetry. So listen while I recite naughty nothing that'll wet your eardrums.
I'd like to,
oh, can I make sweet love to you, baby?
What I'd like to do would be good to you. And if you hang up on me now, I'll be through.
guess you'd call me an obscene phone call. I'm not a storyteller, though, baby. I'd rather be with you meet to meet. Sort of physical love, like, Baba. Oh, you're the sweetest fantasy I know. You.
Excuse me if I seem obscene to you, but I'm being real, and that is a thing to do.
Oh, baby, why don't you just hang on? Not that, baby. I want to be real with you. Let me just breathe in your ear hole, baby. Don't fake me out. Let's see if I can hit that note again. I love you, baby.
In the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Dunkin' yo-yo, and My yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story. Actually, I got another joke I want to tell you. There was a man and a wife that were having problems in their life. They were married, and they had all kind of issues. The man was complaining about his wife's cooking, and she was getting up cooking their meals all the time, and he was always complaining. And then he was complaining when she asked him to do some housework around the house. He was like, that's woman's work. I'm not doing that work. And then she said, well, we need to go see a doctor because we need to talk about this. We need to have a psychologist to talk to us about the problems we have in our relationship. So they went to a doctor. And they told him what the problem was. The wife was saying her husband wasn't helping in any housework. He wasn't helping. He was complaining about the food that she was cooking for him. And he was like, well, all she wants me to do is do housework. And she always got some work for me to do. And I work all day, 7 days a week. And I bring home the money to pay the bills. And I should be able to just sit around and lay around and watch TV. And she said, that's not right. And the doctor said, well, that's interesting. You have a real interesting situation here. So I want you to think about this, sir. I know you're working and you're making the money, but you got to be a little considerate of your wife because she's doing all the housework and she's doing all the cooking and she's taking care of you. I tell you what, go sit outside while I talk to your wife for a minute. And he said, okay. And he went and sat in the waiting room. And the doctor said, well, you know, your husband has been kind of sickly, and he has the possibility of dying. So what you need to do is lighten up on him about doing chores in the house. And you need to cook him a real nice breakfast in the morning and sit at the table and talk really nice to him in the morning while he's eating his breakfast. And then when he finishes eating his breakfast, you need to let him go and sit in front of the TV and rest and watch TV as long as he wants to. And when it's lunchtime, then you cook him a really nice lunch, and then you come invite him to the table to eat his lunch. And you sit and you enjoy lunch with him. You guys have a nice conversation and be really sociable and have a good time. And then in the evening, you let him read the newspaper without giving him any hassle about playing, about doing any housework or, you know, talking about doing anything around the house to help you. And you be really nice to him. And I think if you do that, I think he'll calm down and he'll have a better attitude toward you. And he'll live a lot longer. He'll be in better shape and you'll have a better relationship. And she said, oh, really? Okay. So she walked out of the meeting and got in the car with her husband, and they were driving home. And he said, so, what did the doctor tell you while I was out in the waiting room? What did he actually tell you about our situation? She said, he said, you are going to die. Yep, there's a joke by G Money, the pimp come. Okay, well, now it's time for me to tell you another story I recorded for the listening audience. So, audience, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and lock your chairs so that you can hear this good story. And DJ Papa D, play the story for the listening audience, and we'll play a song after the story, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
This is Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. When I was in high school, when I was a freshman, we had what we called a slave auction, where the seniors bought freshmen, and I guess it was a fundraiser for the senior class, and they had the freshmen that did whatever the big brothers wanted them to do for them. You know, some of the big brothers just wanted us to bring snacks for them every day in school. And some of them wanted them to wash their cars or just walk with them around campus and carry their books or buy their lunch for them at lunchtime. All of this were things that the little brothers did to get acquainted to every senior, and this is how they built unity in the school. And when I was a little ninth grader, I had a big brother, and he protected me from all the stuff the big brothers made the little brothers do. He told me I didn't really have to do anything, but I had played baseball with him and his little brother at the park. So by the time I went to Sarah High School, he was a big brother. He was a 12th grader. So he bought me in the auction because I didn't know anybody. And he bought me and took care of me and made sure that I was protected as I walked through the school. He had me escort him everywhere he went on campus, but he didn't have me doing anything crazy. He just had me bring him some snacks. And my big brother weighed about 300 pounds, and he was the catcher of the baseball team. So he was a big guy. He was short. He was like 5'7" or something, but he weighed 300 pounds. He was a big guy. And his name was Albert Collazo. I'll never forget him because he was a good big brother to me. And, in fact, because of him, during basketball season, I became a manager of the varsity basketball team. And I got my varsity letter for being a manager. And they were pretty good. They weren't great, but they were pretty good. And they had played against one of the best high schools in the nation, which was Bourbon Day High School. They were ranked number one or number two as far as the best basketball team in the nation. And so when we played against them, we really had a good game, but our guys were tall, but they weren't exactly as tall as the guys from Bourbon Bay. So it made a big difference in the fact that I got to be a manager, and that means I got to go on the road every time the varsity played somewhere. I got to be there when they played, so I was really happy being a ninth grader to go on the road with the varsity team was like something that was really outstanding. And since I knew all of the 12th graders, it was really good. So, you know, they called each other, everybody had a nickname, and they gave everybody grief about what their nicknames were. And, well, I was Black Magic. That's what they called me from the first day I went to school. Yeah, I was Black Magic. And then as I went through the school, I became Blue Magic. I was so black, I was blue. So that's what, and all the football players, when I played football, they would, all the white boys would line up and they would wipe my face and then they would wipe under their eyes like they were putting eye black on. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they're saying, we're putting on our black magic. And I was like, okay, whatever. So our JV football team was pretty good. I was an outside linebacker, and I played defensive back. I started as a JV, as a 10th grader. I started playing JV. So I was pretty good. But when I went to play varsity, you know, I was late coming out to practice, so I didn't get the recognition that I deserve until, like, the middle of the season when I got to play the game that I scored. I made all the tackles in the game. But before then, I didn't get my true recognition for being as good as I was. Quarterback was Chiarty, and I can't think of his first name, but he was the big brother, and his 11th grade brother was a linebacker, a middle linebacker. And then as running backs, we had Chris Mahoney, which we call Waterhead. Yeah, because he had a big old head. He had an extra big helmet. He had a big round head, so that's why we called him Waterhead. And then we had Carlos Santa Maria, and he was short. He was only like about 5'5". But he was pretty fast. He wasn't exceptionally fast, but he was pretty fast. But he was strong. He was like the strongest kid at the school. He could lift weights. He could bench press like about 400 pounds. And he might have weighed, I don't know, like 160 pounds soaking wet. But he could bench press close to 400 pounds. He was strong. He had been in the weight room. He was real buff and stuff, but he was real short. And then we had a guy that we called Clubfoot, and his name was Ernest Robinson. He was a wide receiver, but we called him Clubfoot because he was kind of clumsy. But he'd run his patterns, and he'd trip himself and fall. And then we had Daryl Robinson, who played on the other side, and he was tall and slim. We called him Puppet because he looked like he they should have been controlling him with a puppet. A puppet master should have been controlling him. He had lines on his face, on his mouth, that made it look like he had an artificial mouth that would open and close, and he wore glasses too. So, and let me see what other guys we had on the team. William Long, yeah, Scooty, he's a doctor now. He's a doctor at Martin Luther King Hospital in Compton, and but we called him Scooty, and his older brother was the one that I pitched to when we were playing St. Eugene's. And his brother crouched down, and I couldn't strike him out. He was the first batter up in the beginning of the game, and he wasn't really a baseball player. But his coach put him in to get him in the game and get him out the way, and I ended up walking him because he was the first batter. And then the catcher missed the ball, and then he ran to second, and the catcher missed the ball again, and he ran to third, and then I struck a guy out, and the catcher missed the ball, so he had to throw the ball to first base, and John scored. So that was how they got their one run. And that's what beat me in the game. I lost the game 1-0. That's the end of my story. Thank you to everybody for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother! the floor. Oh, my baby, falling off Sigmas to the floor. Oh, my baby, won't, my beta. Won't, my beta. Pop in the Sigma in the house. Pop in the Sigma in the house. Line up, rat. Line up, rat. Line up, rat. Line up, rat. Brothers, step right, step right. Brothers, step to the left, step to the left. Brothers, step right. Step right, brother. Step to the left, step to the left. Brother, step right. Brother, step to the left. Brother, step right. Brother, step to the left. Step right. Step to the left, step to the left. Step right. To the left, step to the left, brother, doggy style, brother, doggy style, doggy style, woo, woo, doggy style, doggy style, woo, woo, doggy style, clap, step, step, clap, step, step, donk, clap, step, step, donk, clap. Step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp.
Hey, baby, think to get down. Want to get down, oh yeah. Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Hey, baby, think to get down. We want. Get down! Big brother, serious business! Okay, let's doggy step! Doggy step! Brother, big brother! The doggy step! On two times! On three times! On four times! March it up four times! On two times! On three times! March it up! Doggy starts it up! H-I-A, Kappa Alpha Psi, that's K-A Psi, or Phi Nu Pi. A crash so nice, they had to name it twice. Omega Psi Phi, Q Dog, Omega Psi Phi. Brothers, Sigma Dog's on the yard. Let's step down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, step, step. Clap, 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 step. Step, step. Get down insane. Get down insane. Get down insane. Womp, womp, womp. My beta. Womp, womp, womp. My beta. Pop in and Sigma in the house. Pop in and Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we swooped. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with
gmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Well, I hope you enjoyed the story that I told. It was entertaining to me, and it took me all the way back to my high school days. And I hope it was entertaining for your listening pleasure, because it's one of the best stories that I tell on my radio show. So now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. Let me talk to all of my listening fans all around the world. Well, now it's time for you to call in to see if you can win $50. That's right. I have $50 cash prize that I'm giving away today to my fan club member that calls in and is number 17 on the call-in list. So if you call in to the radio station and you're number 17, you don't have to answer any questions. All you have to do is be the 17th caller, and you can win $50. So you have 5 minutes to call in and be the 17th caller, and you win $5. So DJ Papa D, while we're waiting on the callers and the fans to call in, how about playing one of my songs? How about playing Big Booty Girl? Oh, I like that song. Yeah, play Big Booty Girl for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Bum, bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-bum, bum, bum, ba-ba-dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. These bodies of death. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls rule the world. These money's got girls all over the world. G's Money got holes in all area codes. G's Booty Girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as the day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and shout. Stand up and shout. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark skinned, and the other girl was light skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Take it, take it, take it, big booty girl. Take it, take it, take it, big booty girl. Take it, take it up. Take it down. Take it, big booty girls all over town. Take it, take it, take it, big booty girls. Take it, take it, take it, big booty girls. Take it to the left, take it to the right. Take it, big booty girls all day and all night.
She sat up the first week.
Kim got a big old bud. Karen got a big old bud. Quintina got a big old bud. Lisa got a big old bud. George got a big old bud. Kathy got a big old bud. Cheryl got a big old bud.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old bud. Simone got a big old bud. April got a big old bud. Elaine got a big old bud. Michelle got a big old bud. Melinda got a big old bud. Monica got a big old bud. All my girls got big old bud.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait, you're looking good to me. I like to say that, she had a big juicy booty.
Brenda got a big old bud. Jeffrey got a big old bud. Alan's got a big old bud. Janine got a big old bud. Sonya got a big old bud. Nadine got a big old bud. Martha got a big old bud.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old bud. Rose got a big old bud. Wendy got a big old bud. Renee got a big old bud. Diane got a big old bud. Mary got a big old bud. Francis got a big old bud.
All my girls got big old bud. Big breath, big juicy booty, big legs, and a beautiful face.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
All my girls got big old butt.
Big booty girls all over the world.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, we were hoping to get a fan club member to call in and be the 17th caller so they could win this $50 cash prize that I'm holding in my hand waiting to give away. But we got callers, but we didn't get 17 callers. Man, if you guys, all you have to do is just call in to get the money, why don't you keep calling? We got like 14 callers. We need to have 17 callers so that we could give away the money. So keep calling, especially on Tuesday, where all you got to do is be a call-in guest. You don't have to answer any questions or anything like that to get the money. All you got to do is be the call-in number that we asked for. And this time it was caller number 17. So all you had to do was call in to you as caller number 17 to win the money. $50, people. I'm G Money, and I'm giving away $50. So keep calling, and we'll have more people trying to get the money on Thursday at my 3 o'clock show. So call in and see what your luck is on Thursday. You're going to have to identify a song on Thursday, so that will be a little difficult, a little different for sure. But anyway, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down. But before I go, I want to give a birthday shout out to everybody that had a birthday today. Today is March 13th, 2021. So DJ Papa D, how many birthday shouts out can I give today? We have how many fans? I got thousands of fans. I know we got a few birthdays to give away to holler at today. So, DJ Papa D, how many birthdays can you pull up real quick so we can say happy birthday to them?
There are 13 birthdays today. Donna Davis Lewis is turning 67 years old today. Happy birthday, Donna. G. Lewis is turning 49. Michelangelo Rogers is 53 years old. Lou K., who looks like a frat, has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Lou. Bainisha Brown. Happy birthday, Bainisha. Joseph Noel is turning 46 today. Keith Boggs, 25 years old today. Corey Robinson has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Corey. Raquel Jones, Soror, is 33 today.
All right.
C-Natural is having a birthday today. Terrell Stansberry is 24 years old today. Clarence McFerrin II has a birthday today. And last but not least, Your friend from elementary school, Richard Chastang, is turning 62 today.
All right, Richard. Happy birthday, Mr. Chastang. All right, tell your sisters I said hi. And tell your other brothers I said hi. All right, happy birthday. So happy birthday to everybody that's on my birthday list. Happy birthday to all of you. And may you have a happy day today. And I hope you get some. It's your birthday. You should get some. I mean, some cake, you know. I mean, you know, get some cake. But anyway, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to all of you today on April 13th. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. Yeah. Happy birthday, y'all. All right. Let me give thanks to my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow us every radio show. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer, helping me with the sports and with the music and with the stories and with my jokes and stuff. And definitely with the birthday shout out. So thank you, DJ Papa D. We couldn't do it without you. All right. Well, I'll see you again on Thursday. So everybody, make sure you wear your mask, you have social distancing, and make sure you wash your hands to make sure you're not spreading the virus around as we're trying to fight the virus all over the world. We're trying to shut it down, people. So I'll see you on Thursday. God loves you, and I love you, too. Have a good day. I'm off tomorrow, but I'll be back on Thursday. So have a good couple of days, and I'll be back in your ear on Thursday. Good night.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
He is so dumb. He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it. If you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
That was some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Glan Dunbrock. And I'll be shooting for my own hand.
What? You tell your king that William Wallace will not be ruled, nor will any Scot while I live.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
You quit it?
What?
I'm trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? One piece of me? Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
One big pile of shit.
If we can do this, Cupid is no longer an archer. His glory shall be ours. For we are the only love gods.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
What was that? It was bad! It had nothing, no fire, no energy, no nothing! You know I have a shoulder right here, you know? Mm-hmm. And it must pop, pop, pop! So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay? Okay?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
To protect the sheep, you gotta catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf, you understand?
Shall we play a game?
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Munch, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
grave growing up in L.A. Every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus. And one Saturday I got together with six of my friends. And we got on the bus on Western and we rode to Hollywood. Now we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. Now Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So Anthony was about 5'8". And he only weighed 100 pounds. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. So he was listening to the radio as he was sitting there. And when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus. And two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually, the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go, and he tried to get out the back door. And the bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street and was sitting there. The soldier was trying to get out the back door. And the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us. Looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him off the back door, you guys can jump him. It's six of us. So he was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids. So we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move. When he saw we weren't going to do anything, the bus driver eventually opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and was caught up with his other sailor friend. When they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I going to do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchucks. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus. Because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus. Because they're rails. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rail. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchucks. Anthony was kind of disappointed because nobody would take up for him. But we told him that we weren't going to look after him, that we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movie. And we went to the movies. We got ice cream and pizza. And we had a good time. And then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street, getting back on the bus to go home.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.